With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I typically don't do this, but I must. I must. Because there is a blatant lie being proposed by the chief of police in the city of Atlanta. Run tell that. The current chief, Erica Shields, went to a Buckhead forum yesterday. It was a town hall. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms called this town hall to talk about crime, etc. That's a good thing to talk about. The police chief decided to blame the crime rates and release of individuals from the court or jails on Fulton County courts. That's what she decided to do. Oh, no, no, it's the court's fault. And then specifically named magistrate court as the reason. Let me go ahead and give you the rest of the story because, see, she's playing games with you. And she got a lot of applause at this Buckhead forum. She got a lot of applause. Why does she get a lot of applause? Because she said what people wanted to hear, not the truth. One person even shouted, "You should be the mayor." That's the person that voted for Mary Norwood. So let me go ahead and give you the rest of the story because I do something called research and I would never bring you anything other than the real. So while Chief Shields of the city of Atlanta blames the courts for releasing folks or setting bonds for folks, she's saying, oh, the court needs to consider all of these other things about this person. No, they don't. That's called illegal evidence. Here's what the court can consider. The court can consider whatever is in the warrant. That is a sworn testimony of a cop. Courts can consider that. Courts can consider criminal history. But a court cannot consider illegal evidence, and the courts cannot consider anything that has not been placed in front of them as evidence, including the warrant. So while Chief Shields wants to go around and blame the courts, madam, number one, understand the rules of statutory evidence in a courtroom. Because if you're looking at background of individuals, they must be presented properly by either a cop, a sworn testimony, a probation officer. You know the deal. So this entire notion that is all the fault of the Fulton court system is insane, ridiculous, and simple to a complex matter that really takes your leadership here as well, Chief. So, madam, how about you do this? Instead of going around on your let's blame the courts tour, how about you step your game up as a leader, be honest with the folks that you are sworn to protect and serve, and tell them the truth about how this actually works? Now, the next time you do this, I'm going to write an article about it and put everything in it. You can take that to the bank. 404-892-2703. That gets you in the conversation. 404-892-2703. On a lighter note, I got tickets to go see Mariah Carey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.